Hello. Thank you for clicking on this audio. Welcome to the breeding facility. You are one of the handful of men that we have selected in order to participate in our company. We're very lucky to have you, because something tells us that there's just something a little bit special about you. And we plan to put you to good use. Before anything else, though, you will have to go through a certain procedure where our medical practitioners, all highly trained, of course, will have to examine and see exactly what you are capable of. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello there. You must be our new patient. Great, wonderful. The doctor's not here yet, but I do have some special instructions for you. Contrary to what has been the regular procedure for most of our patients, there seems to be something that our crew have noted about you. Yes, when you applied for this program, we typically have a certain set of boundaries that we set on to see if the applicant is, you know, ready for such a task. As you know, being a breeder is very, very exhausting, tiring, and so we just want to make sure that our breeders are up to the task. That being said, when the crew mentioned you to us, they also said very specific things like high libido, stamina, endurance, strength, and a little something extra, I'd say. They claim that you have a very, very, very high sperm count, and that is something that's interesting to us because, as you know, our company, of course, that would mean that specifically for you, and to be quite honest, for, you know, special types such as you, for being more general about things, you can easily skip many of our usual steps of promotion, and we could add you immediately to our top breeders list. Of course, you should be flattered. I mean, the opportunity to be a top breeder, the benefits and perks to it are insane. You can control your own hours. We just have a set number of hours that you have to be present for some of our female clients. And of course, it really has to be, you know, you really have to be taken care of. So we have leisure hours for you where you don't necessarily have to breed, but you can, of course, have fun, play along with some of the other women, etc. You have your own, you know, free use perks, of course. You have a special suite. What else? And really just a bit more freedom to move, do whatever you want. The only thing that we need you to do is to maintain the lifestyle that you've been having before this. So whatever that is, that has clearly done well for your hormones so that you can come quite a bit more. And just stick to that and stick to the number of hours that we give you. You can, of course, also decline. If you're feeling sick, we have a top medical team to take care of you. But then again, all breeders, whether they're, you know, regular breeders or the top breeders, everyone gets some really good medical assistance, especially during these days. All right, so just to confirm, okay, a couple more things, right? I need to take note of a couple of things about you, just to confirm, of course, validate what our team are saying about you. Obviously, you know, some of our recruiters, some of our teams tend to sometimes be a little bit extra and claim some things about the people that they recruited, the men that they recruited, and sometimes it can be a little bit far-fetched. Hence, you will go through a double validation scheme. That will be me, your nurse, and in a bit, the doctor. It'll be a double validation scheme so that we can truly, truly confirm that you indeed have the qualities that we're looking for a top breeder. But after that, you know, you should be fine. So now let's get to your file, right? First of all, I'm going to need your... Hang on a second. Page. Perfect. Your name, please. Okay. And, okay. Can you spell that one? Cool. All right. Perfect. Next, I will need your age. Okay. And... Well, your height and weight has been measured already, so let me just confirm. Okay, perfect. What else? We'll need to know how many times have you typically... Oh, no, not sex, but typically masturbate. Or, well, anything that requires ejaculation, really. So whether that's sex or just masturbating, it's fine for us. Okay. Yeah, that seems to be a healthy amount. Don't worry about that. Okay, and typically, do you consume any type of pornography? Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's 100% valid. Audio porn is super fucking fun, so... Oh yeah, I guess you to imagine things instead of just viewing things and just passively taking things. There's a bit more mental activity to it, I'd say. So that's a pretty fun activity too. What else? And typically, how many times do you consume porn? Okay. Yeah, absolutely. 100% normal. Okay, perfect. So far your characteristics align with what the team are saying in terms of endurance at the very least. We'll have to test your stamina, but the doctor is going to do that. But in terms of your sperm count or the amount of cum that you do, how would you rate yourself in that sense? It is sort of awkward because you never really compare with guys, right? Like, unless you watch porn and then you see just the amount of load that they do, then yeah, sure, but we all know that porn is a little bit more artificial, so we're talking on a more natural basis because we don't plan to give you anything that might, and like no enhancers, none of that artificial stuff. We just want you to do what you typically do. So just try to rate yourself on a good day and on a bad day. Really? Okay. So on a bad day, that's how much you... Okay. Well, sounds like you do have a lot of release in you. Mm-hmm. And on a good day? Okay. Okay, yeah. I can see why the team has a specific desire to really put you at the top of our set, but... Again, double validation, so we'll have to prove it, right? Okay. So, that pretty much ends our quick little survey. And now let's talk about what's going to happen. Okay. So, I'm gonna need to take a really good look at you. Yes. You typically, when it comes to being, you know, to breeding our women, we don't really have any typical size or height requirements, etc., none of that. At the end of the day, what we really want to see is how you react, how your libido can get. So if I'm getting up really close to you like this, and if I tug my shirt up like this, I want to see how your body reacts. And if I slowly just bring my hands down to your pants and feel that cock, I expect to feel a little bit of hardness just starting right at your cock like that. Yes, exactly what I am expecting. I want, well, personally, for me, I want men to react quickly. I would prefer our top breeders to get turned on easily, to really just go for what their instincts, what their gut does or tells them to do. I want men to not really give a fuck about societal standards, any of that. Propriety, really. Our top breeders tend to be quite feral, if you know what I mean. Oh, it's understandable if you're a little bit shy right now. I get it. But at the end of the day, when a woman wants to be bred by a man like you, you ought to be ready to pump out every drop of cum that I'm feeling right now. And you're closed at the moment, but I can feel somehow just how heavy your balls might get. Let's take him off, shall we? Definitely a really, really wonderful size. I'm sure a lot of women will appreciate your girth and your length. But what women will appreciate most is how hard you can get, how hot, and how much you can fuck them, if you can pound them in, if you can drill that cock deep inside of their wet little pussies, waiting, desperate for your seed, your cum, your thick cock. Why, yes, this is part of the examination. We ought to see just how much you cum after all, right? Yes, and part of this technique is to get you all aroused. You're not supposed to be ready for it. You're supposed to just feel, to just take it, so that you in turn can just have whatever the fuck you want. And if you want to drill that big cock of yours deep in as many women as you'd like, you have to prove it to us. You have to show us just how much cum you can give, just how heavy these balls can get, just how rock hard and powerful this cock can be. Let me stroke it. I need to feel just how hard you are after all. I need to know just how stiff you can get. And already I can tell when my fingers just slowly trace the length of your cock from the very tip to the shaft, to the base. The way it twitches. The way your veins just fucking pulse. It's so hot. The girls will love an extra twitchy cock, because that just means it's a man so eager to fill them up, to fill their entire womb up with your cum. And if I just wrap my fingers around this cock, oh yes, it's quite big actually. More than what my hand can take. Can't tell if it's just naturally so, or if it's because I'm just a little bit smaller than you. You're really really getting hard right now, aren't you? Already imagining just how women you can fuck and breed and fill with your cum? That's good. That's good. That's what you ought to be thinking of after all. That's what you ought to be imagining all day while you're waiting in your room, getting ready for woman after woman after woman to beg for you, to yell your name and scream for you and want to be bred over and over again. Fuck, please, will you breed me? Please, will you fill me up? You like that feeling, don't you? You like the feeling of women just desperately needing your cum and your cock. You like the feeling of just being told to be as feral, as animalistic, as beast-like as you want. Growling into their ears while they whimper and moan and beg. Needing you to fill their wombs up with your cum. Not giving a fuck about what happens next. Aw, look at you. So much pre-cum already. The team wasn't lying. Levels like this? Oh. You're sure to be our top breeder. Let me have a taste of this for a bit and see if you're not just good at breeding, but if you're good at feeding too. Damn. You taste good. I don't want to do too much yet after all. Doc says I can enjoy you a little bit more. You taste absolutely perfect. So fucking delicious. I'm afraid we'll have to create a new policy. Cum that tastes good like this. Women might forget that you're a breeder, not a feeder. And I want to preserve every drop of that cum, even though you have a lot to give. And I'm sure they'll feel the same way. But for now, for scientific purposes. I'm gonna have to work your cock with my mouth. We'll see just how much you can go. And measure just how much cum you can give me. One thing's for certain. Oh, this cock feels so good when it just pounds the back of my throat like that. I want more. Try to last a little bit longer, okay? To measure. I need to be able to tell just how much cum you can give me, okay? Mm. Are you ready? Can you give your come to me? Welcome to me. Come on, enough. Come on, enough. Okay, that was a serious amount of cum. That filled my mouth almost completely. Oh, I can still taste some on my gums. It tastes pretty good too. Well, I wasn't really expecting that differently, seeing as your pre-cum already tasted so good. I would say, let me get my notebook. Where's your file? There it is. I would say that's a good chunk of cum right there. How are you feeling? Good? Well, perfect. I need to just feel your balls a little bit. Okay. Looks like you still have some to give. Don't worry. Typically, top breeders like you will. They don't necessarily have to, or can control that they give everything immediately. And that's why we have double validation, because that means you're up for a round two. I'm just gonna call the dog in, and she's going to examine you next. But I can tell you right now, you are super fucking lucky. Well, not you, but we are super fucking lucky. Because we are one step closer to having one of our best top breeders. Recover a little bit. She'll be up next. Okay, so, you must be what my nurse and my team are all raving about. Our potential next top breeder. Let me take a really good look at you. Nice stance, even though my nurse just emptied you a while ago. Let me feel these balls, this cock, and good foundation right there. Balls a little bit lighter than before, I presume, because she's attempted to empty you. She seems to evaluate that you really do have quite a lot to give. But the true test is now, because while you are still a little bit winded by a lovely, lovely blowjob, our work doesn't stop here. We need a good look at your stamina and endurance. So, Mr. Top Breeder, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have this nice big cock pressing and pushing and splitting on my nice wet little pussy. You're going to fill it up with this nice hard cock of yours that I'm stroking right now to get you ready. And you are going to pump me full of that cum immediately. As hard and as fast as you can. Because that is going to be your true test. And you might be a little sensitive. I understand that. But I must know just how hard you can pound the women that we're going to give you. I must absolutely know just how much you can fill their wombs, especially after they've just begged for your cum, and they're begging for more. Some of our prestige clients are a little bit cum hungry, very hard to satiate, and that's why we preserve only the top breeders to them. So, if you're up to the challenge, then that's when we'll know if you truly are deserving to be part of our roster of top breeders. Otherwise, well, you can still be a regular breeder, but where's the fun in that, right? So let me just take off my shirt. No bras for me. I feel that many of our breeders, whenever they try to show their best, tend to rip my underwear off so quickly. Anyways, I don't think a show of strength over my lingerie is going to be worth it anyways. What really matters is how hard you can pound me. So, let me just take my panties off. You like what you see? Good. Because from where I'm standing, I like what I'm seeing too. You're gonna have to pound me. You're gonna have to push that cock deeply inside me. I'm gonna have to feel as if you're tearing me apart. How do you begin? However you'd like, baby. You do whatever the fuck you want, and I'll evaluate you accordingly. Yeah? Good. That's exactly what we want to see. Someone who will take initiative. After all, my nurse did say all of our top breeders need to be feral. Wrapping my legs around you like this, holding on to you tightly. Then what? What are you going to do, huh? Are you going to fuck me against the wall? Are you going to push me on the bed? It's up to you. Maybe you want to take me on the floor. Okay. My legs on your shoulders, up against the wall. All right, then. Can't say a lot of men have taken me like this, but if this is what you think is going to fill my pussy up, sure, why not? No, I'm not scared of falling. You feel like you're strong enough that you can take me? I'm very small anyways. Go ahead. Show me. Show me just how much you can pound that cock inside me. No. Oh, fuck, you're big. Oh, you are really big. I should have measured you a bit before I took you. Go ahead, show me. Pound into me. Pound into me. You need to show me just how much you can fuck me. Oh God. I don't care. That's a growl, moan, groan. I don't care. I'll take it like a good little fucking slut who needs to be fed. That's it. And you're gonna have to empty the same amount that you've done before, and prove to me that you can just give me exactly what our clients can, what our clients need. Yes. No, it hurts a little bit, but I can take it. Yes, all I need is this pussy being torn apart by your fucking cock. Yes, yes. That's what our clients want anyways. Nice big cock just pounding through their pussies. Trying to get through their fucking cervix just so they can fill it up. What's wrong? Slowing down already? Oh, come on. You can do much more than that. Position, baby. Go ahead. I need you to thrust every drop of it inside me. Slushing around in me. Oh, with your cock just staring in my womb. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, my legs. Oh, fuck. Oh, my legs. Never mind that pen. Good God. That's something else. Oh, I need some water. Oh, there is so much cum. So much cum. I can feel it just... You're leaking. Well, I'm leaking a little bit. This bit of cum just... And now my legs... Oh, good God. I need to steady myself a bit. That was a bit long. Well. Just pick up the pen. Oh, fuck. Our little file for you. That definitely checks every qualification on our list. Good. Really good. I say we got ourselves a very rare find. A top breeder to include in our wonderful roster. I will file our recommendation immediately. As soon as I recover, and you can head over to the waiting lounge, just head straight out the door, turn left, immediately you'll see a double door, enter that one, take your rest, and we will get you started into our program. Thank you very much for agreeing and applying for our company. Our clients will be very, very, very lucky to have you.